Support for KNKX comes from Seattle-Tacoma International Airport, celebrating Northwest cuisine and retailers, bringing Washington foods and gifts to the SeaTac experience. Information about dining, shopping, and more at SeaTacShops.com.
Okay, Nance, wouldn't you agree that nothing convinces you like word of mouth or a recommendation from someone that you know and trust on that kind of thing?
That is absolutely true, Stein, although I have to say the cheap ThermaPen version that you bought, I never thought worked very well. And you talked me into that, and I bought one, and I don't love it.
Okay, well, you talked me into buying an expensive stove that don't... Get me started.
Okay, right.
I've been using my ThermaPen.
But that's not a real ThermaPen, right?
No, it's not.
It's the cheaper
one. It's a cheap
one.
Knockoff, and it works
right.
Fine for me.
Okay.
So about a year ago, I was looking in the Serious Eats cooking and food site, which I love, and this gushing recommendation by J. Kenji Lopez-Alt. If he says it, I think it. And he said, hey, there's this hot new knife. It's a Kickstarter deal. They're going to make a knife that's as good as much more expensive ones, but it only costs $65. And he was just over the moon about it. I said, hey, I'm going to give this thing a try. And then I told you about it, and you said you were
right, and I had to go buy one immediately, right? So I went right onto the Kickstarter website and got myself one. And I think we got a $10 discount as a Kickstarter contributor.
Could be. It's all been so long ago that it's hard to remember because it took a lot longer to get the knife than they promised. But that was okay with me. They kept us up to date with the progress and so on. And then about a month ago, my knife finally arrived. Before I say what my reaction to it is, the reviews are kind of mixed. Joe Ray at Wired Magazine,
who lives here in Seattle, by the way.
Yeah, he was very unimpressed, didn't think much of it, and kind of poo-pooed the kind of steel AUS-8. He also quotes a master bladesmith in Idaho by the name of Bill Burke, and he says the steel is just on a par with Chicago cutlery. Well, my old chef knife was a Chicago cutlery knife. I've had it for years, and I think it's fine. Elsewhere, other people have liked it. Jaden at Steamy Kitchen thinks it's fine. What was your reaction to it before I tell you what I think of the Meissen?
First of all, I thought the knife was absolutely gorgeous. Now, it showed up looking like an Apple product. I mean, it came in this fancy pants, high-end packaging. I think they spent way too much money on that. But I absolutely love the way it feels in my hand. Mm-hmm. I think it feels perfect. It was amazingly sharp. Of course, it was a brand new knife. The way the bolster fits on my thumb, as promised, I love that. The one thing I definitely don't like about it, doesn't seem to clean up really well. It looks like this isn't so stainless.
I haven't noticed that problem. I think it's very sharp. It's stayed sharp. I've been using it a lot for a month now. I have a feeling that when it starts to feel a little bit duller, a few swipes on the steel is going to straighten it right out, and it'll be sharp as ever. About the only thing I don't exactly like about it is it's a little bit lighter than what I like. I like a little bit of heft in a knife. I'm not a chef working all day long, so the weight isn't fatiguing to me. But other than that, I'm glad I got it. I think it's a good knife, and I think it's good value for the money.
And they ended up getting over 13,000 backers pledging over $1 million bucks.
Yeah.
So now you can order one, but who knows when you're going to get it because they've got back orders out the yin-yang. Have you cut yourself with this knife yet? I already have.
Not only have I cut myself, I didn't know I cut myself, but it's kind of hard to fault a knife for being too sharp.
Yeah.
We'll have a picture of the Meissen on the website, the Food for Thought blog at knkx.org, and I'll have links to the company. And just in case cynical old you are wondering, Nancy and I don't get paid to do reviews or anything like that. We've had no contact with the Meissen company other than sending in our own money to buy these knives. With KNKX food talker Nancy
making the cut,
Leeson, I'm Dick,
the sharpest knife
out of the drawer,
Stein.